anti-aging, wrinkle-free, for a youthful new you. We live in a youth-obsessed world, yeah? And that produces a massive market to counter the dreadful business of getting older. But what about the advantages and the pleasures of growing old, particularly for men? Are there any? Dr. Sam Ginsberg is a now retired clinical and family psychologist. Sam, how do you reckon ageing differs for men compared to women?
Well, it certainly does differ, in some respects quite significantly. It can depend on circumstances. So for a man, particularly if his partner dies, men aren't so used to looking after themselves, so that can make it much more difficult. It's a good pressure if men are open to it, to touch that caring, empathetic part of themselves. Another aspect could easily be that women retire better than men. By better, I mean when they give up work or for some reason stop work. They have their social networks that they can rely on, which brings them a lot of joy and pleasure. And they're not, this is a big generalisation, and a lot of these comments, of course, are generalisations, men of their whole identity tends to be more directly and more strongly associated with their work. So having retirement, and then if they have forced early retirement, so we have a concept in psychology of early ageing, where some of the processes come in early due to disability, illness, accidents, all sorts of reasons. People get into that cycle a bit earlier. But so women tend to retire a bit better than men. And then it's a fairly common cliche that women are more in touch with their emotions, and men are out there being tough and acting tough and less in touch with their emotions. And there's a significant degree of truth in that.
So then from speaking with patients over the decades, Sam, what do men fear most about ageing?
The men I've had contact with fear, the first one is impotence. We're sexual beings, and men have a different physical process to ageing. And a UK study shows that men think about sex 15 times a day, where women think of sex about 4 to 6 times a day. Now, if that's any indication, it just shows that that's a significant element in men's life. And in ageing, the system doesn't work as well as men may hope, and that has a huge impact on their self-confidence, their identity as being strong and capable. There's a few other factors. Physical strength. Men find they fear losing that strength. I only found myself the other day, we were unpacking for a picnic, and a few younger people rushed up to help me lift the heavy basket. And I made a point of picking the heavy one to show that I was still strong enough to carry that basket. And the little twang of pain in my arm was a pleasure pain, because I actually...
Because your pride was intact.
My pride was intact.
All right. Now, I mean...
Can I just mention there's probably a couple of other important aspects. The whole idea of independence is very important to a male. So the loss of independence is a fear, and early cognitive decline, whether it's Alzheimer's or just becoming forgetful and whatever, is one of the biggest fear in all the research. Men losing their cognitive level of functioning pre-old age, just losing that ability to remember, solve problems quickly and to be alert, is a big issue. And if their partner is in cognitive decline, whether it's Alzheimer's or they're very sick, men aren't used to caring for others as much. Women perhaps have that intuitive and cycle thing of children. So it's a real fear that they'll either have to care for their partner, or they themselves will be in need of care.
All right. Well, now, there are cultures around the world that honour older people, perhaps better than ours tends to, and in fact ageing is seen as a privilege. Let's welcome to the conversation now Daya Singh, who's a long-standing, much-admired musician who performs traditional Sikh hymns, and Daya joins us on Skype. Daya Singh, in what way do you reckon your heritage shapes your attitude to growing older?
Hello, Amanda. Hello, Sam. Nice to be on this show.
Hello, Daya. Welcome.
I was wondering how you're going to bring me into this conversation, Amanda, because it was all going one way, and I'm wondering, what am I going to say now? Because my experiences are completely different.
Well, exactly. Obviously. So tell us.
And I'm glad you've given me a bit of an opening now, so I can just focus on what I have to say. Look, I'm 67 years old, and I have been in the folk and arts music festival scene for the last 25 years. Of course, that's a quarter of a century. My God, that's a long time. And besides that, of course, I have my own community, the Sikh community. I've been in Australia for almost 40 years now. And I have my validation because I still play a very active part in the lives of our younger generations. I mean, I was in a youth camp in Sydney about 4 weeks ago, and there's another youth camp out in Melbourne, up in the hills in Dandenong, next weekend. So I'm going to be there as one of the facilitators, and it gives me a sense of purpose. So really, I don't have time to think about aging in that sense. And also, the whole concept of old folks' homes is a little alien to my culture because we bring up our own folks. My mother, for example, is 102 years old, and she's looked after by my second brother, and we take turns in looking after her. And it's a pleasure to go and sit with her because we gain a lot of information from her about her younger age. And also because we keep asking her that question, questions about her age, that there is no question of Alzheimer's or dementia or anything like that because she is still crystal clear. And most of our older folks are able to tell you things which go back, you know, 70, 80 years, their own eyewitness accounts. So I'm hoping that I will be in that same mold when hopefully I get even older than I am now.
Well, do you have a sense that your part of your purpose is that you're imparting your musical knowledge, other wisdom to younger generations? Is that both an expected and appreciated role that you take?
I remember when I was very young, my father telling me, okay, there's one thing that you're going to have a vocation, which is going to earn you money. And I was an accountant in a previous life. But besides that, I have always kept in touch, obviously, with my music and my own life philosophy in our way of life, Sikhism, so that I can actually impart that knowledge to the younger generation. And that is ongoing. And I think that is giving me a sense of self-worth, which will keep me going till the end of my days, hopefully. Yes, it plays a very significant part in my life.
Well, Sam, when it comes to men finding a sense of purpose after work, after retiring, after raising their families, where do you find meaning and usefulness? Now, you're involved in the Men's Shed movement, I think.
Yes, and that's a particularly good sense. I'd just like to clarify that initially I was talking about men generally. Mm. I share the view of being very happy and healthy and loving life, but I'm also aware that that's not the case for many people. And if you have a situation of poverty, ill health, if you've had certain life experiences, getting old is very difficult. And one of us today is what I'd call young old. I might be just old. And then you have very old. And I think the experiences for those three groups are quite different.
Yes, I mean, yeah.
But for me, the Men's Shed's fantastic. It's a wonderful movement. I was in Whittlesea Men's Shed, which is northeast of Melbourne, and also Flowerdale. And they had quite different characteristics. But the main thing is that men like doing things with their hands generally. And so here is a place that men can go regularly, which could be a substitute for going to work regularly. They go as regular as they want to, where they can meet other men, use men language, men talk, So there's a controversy about women visiting or being members, but that's another thing. Where they can get meaning out of making things, I'd say 90% are busy making toys for their grandchildren.
So it's the doing aspect of men's lives important to replicate in retirement.
Yes, and while they're doing, they'll be talking. And it's that incidental talking, and then that develops a friendship and trust. And then from that, they share stories and they find that many of the huge pluses of ageing and also the huge challenges of ageing, they can learn how others have coped with that. They can support each other. And it's a very worthwhile feeling. And the Flowerdale experience was wonderful because they developed a choir, and we actually went to Newcastle and sang at a large conference. And the choir experience of men singing together, and of course the meal before the choir and the afterwards of sharing time together, was just fantastic. And people might think, well, you know, do men drink a lot of beer and do men talk derogatorily about their partners? Men in that circumstance, in my experience, they spoke how important their partners were, however age and whatever their condition, and they were positive about life. A few of them were more resilient than others, but generally speaking, it was very positive. And the men's group also put on an Anzac Day in a little township, and that was just wonderful to be a part of that.
Well, it'd be good to hear from you too. If you're a man of a certain vintage, is there anything you can say that you absolutely love about growing older? So often when it comes to ageing, the conversation does focus on the negatives and on what you lose. But tell us what's been a blessing or a pleasant surprise about getting older for you. You can post on the Life Matters Facebook page, or you can send a text 0418 226 576. It's Amanda Smith with you, along with Sam Ginsberg, who's a retired clinical and family psychologist and esteemed elder world music artist, Daya Singh. And Daya, for young men, I think a sense of their own immortality is sort of just an unconscious part of who they are. Has aging shifted your concept of time and of mortality?
Oh, it certainly does. There is a time when you are younger, you think that you are invincible, that you are going to remain like that for the rest of your lives. But I think the advantage we have is that we also go through regular periods of meditation, which allows us to step into what we call the timelessness. So as you get older, you move into this realm of timelessness, knowing that where your physical time is concerned, it is going to be limited. But as a spirit, you are timeless. And I think you start enjoying life a little bit more as you get older because of that. The expectations of youth are not there anymore, and you merely want to contribute back for the beautiful life that you have had. So I think that gives us a great deal of satisfaction. And mortality does not come into it at all.
Well,
you just contribute life.
Sam, the likely reality, though, of being old is that you are closer to death. Well, not that any of us at whatever age actually knows
every
how
day
soon.
Every we're all closer to
yes,
death.
Yes, that's true. But as an older person, what do you think is a healthy way to think about death?
Well, a healthy way to think about death is to follow up on the time issue, that then every day is so precious. And if death will come, which it will, how can I best use the time I've got available? And even if I'm not feeling 100%, I can still get up and get going and get into life. So it's about having the precious time that's left available. There's the issue, just recently I've been to a few funerals and I've got friends who are very sick, and not getting into that cycle of sadness, depression, that life's going to end. It's a bit like the cancer slogan in a way, that some people are living with cancer and some people are dying with cancer, and I'm living with old age and enjoying it. So the time factor means more time with my grandchildren, which I love and which keeps me young, and I feel that there's a legacy of I might be the wise person. At the moment, I'm the clown and playing around and enjoying that aspect.
Well, you can be both, really, can't you?
Yes, yes.
Tell me, Sam, what surprised you about getting older?
It's Look, I was very busy working and loved my career, and now I had time to do more reflection on getting older, and I've always been positive and active. So it was very much, what can I do? But I became aware, and I love sport. I do a lot of sailing, horse riding, bushwalking, all those things, and gardening. And it surprised me that, and this is good, that I need to go slower. I still want to achieve everything I want to achieve in my life, but I need to go slower, that I have more time with my children, grandchildren, and my wife, that I don't have to be rushed. So I've sort of moved from a human doing to more a human being. And because my wife and I have spoken a lot about the death and we're in the similar framework, it actually has become more a problem, I think, for our children. We talk about our funeral, our will, our legacies, and those sorts of things. They don't want to talk about
it
too much.
You're quite open. That's
and we're saying we need to talk about that.
Mm. Well, what about for you, Daya Singh? As an elder within the Sikh community, what's your joy in getting older?
I think I was able to pitch myself very well from a younger age because I moved from my accountancy from a vocation like that into music. I mean, I've just done my most recent recording. It's a blues number in my own language, in my own scriptures, which is going to be controversial, which will make it very popular. So I do that sort of thing even now. I've written my first book. I'm on to my second book. It's called Seeking Success and Happiness. Just to be... You got that, did you?
Yeah. Well, I guess the point is that musicians and writers need never retire. Daya Singh is a world music performer, singer and composer, and Sam Ginsberg is a retired clinical psychologist. Two wise men, thanks to you both. And look, if you're a man of mature years, why don't you tell us what's pleasantly surprised you about getting older? Mostly you do just hear about the downsides of ageing. Why not share your discoveries of the upsides too on Facebook.